Welcome to Inspired by Infinitely More podcast, where we dream, learn, and fly together. And this is your host, Jodi Eck. And today I am going to be having a special guest with me today, and her name is Serena Williams. I have had the pleasure of getting to know her through a conference that she did in Harrisburg. She came the whole way here and joined us and was able to share with so many women and bless so many women with her words of wisdom. She is a mom of several children. And she lives in Indiana with her husband, and her passion is to share women's ministry and help to bring other women to Christ. And I just told her earlier that she doesn't need any special certificates or certifications or anything else like that. As far as many of us are concerned, being a mom qualifies you for all of those things. So welcome to this interview.
Well, thank you, Jodi. Thank you. So I'm excited to be here.
Well, I am excited to speak to you. So I'm going to be starting these interviews just to kind of break the ice, because myself, I get a little bit nervous. I don't know how other people feel, but I just thought I'd break the ice with some icebreaker and fun questions to get started. So my first question is, if time or money were no object, where would you want to travel or vacation? And I give the option because some people don't really like to, you know, necessarily vacation. They just like to travel and go to different places a couple times a year, or, you know, maybe it's on their heart to just travel somewhere special. So.
Okay. So I think that is a really tough decision for me to make, because there's a part of me that would want to just maybe get away with my husband, just the two of us, and go somewhere where the water is so clear, you could just see right through it, and we could just kind of relax and enjoy each other. But then on the other side, I would love to take my kids and go to Disney World in Florida and visit all of the fun, enjoyable things down there and create those memories with them.
Yes, that's awesome. Well, I will tell you that my family did not go until my children were older. And everyone kept saying, I don't know how they're going to feel about it. And I said, well, you know, this is when they get to go. This is their time. And we could not have had a better time, because we could enjoy every moment of the parks. You know, we could be there all day and there were no cranky kids who needed a nap or anything like that. So it was a really, really special time for our family. So there's no rush. No matter when you go in your life, it's still magical.
Okay. So you're saying I should do the getaway with my husband. With the water and wait on that.
Yeah, you have plenty of time to save up. So can you tell me a fun fact about you and the rest of the audience?
Oh, I have six children. That is that many children that you were talking about. So I have six children. They are 26, 21, 20, 15, 13, and 8. So lots of different ages there. I have a daughter-in-law, and I have my 20-year-old is engaged, so I'll be gaining another daughter-in-law. And I homeschool my children. So we are on, I think, year 17 of homeschooling. Yeah.
That is incredible. First of all, you do not look like you would have a child over the age of, let's say, 15, 16. So you're very youthful looking. I guess they keep you young, which is wonderful. So, wow, six children. God bless you. I mean, God gave you a special gift to do that, let me tell you. So my last question for you is, do you have a favorite quote or a favorite scripture that you like?
I like lots of the scriptures, but I would have to say that my favorite is Matthew 5:16, let your light shine. That's my life verse. That's the one that God called me into ministry with, and it's something special to me.
It's so, so true. You know, I think a lot of women forget that we all have a light to shine.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, when we get married and when we become parents, you know, our light gets dimmed a little bit because we're taking care of everybody else. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we always need to remember that. And the closer we are to God, the easier it is for us to remember that, because he will remind us of that. So
yes,
I think that's a wonderful.
Absolutely. That's beautiful.
So I want to, my first question for the interview is, you're going to be sharing a message, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but how does your message that you share in general when you want to minister to women, how does it empower them and encourage them? Because I know you've done it before. I know you have gotten feedback, but what do you think that's special about, you know, the gift that you've been given to be able to share with other women?
So my heart is really to just encourage women that the things that the enemy is using to destroy their lives and to destroy them, God is using to build them. And I think that it's important that we hear that, because so often we see what's in front of us, we see what we're going through, we see the mess and the mire that we're making out of everything, or that's just crashing into our lives, and we don't know what to do with it sometimes. And it's really hard to see that God's going to bring something good out of this, and it's something that he's using to build us, to build his kingdom. And it's something that we're able to take, and if we turn it over to him and let him use that to build us, then we're going to start building up other women as well. And that's that light that's going to come out of us and be in our communities, and that we're going to put forth. So
I have a question for you. I know that there are a lot of people out there who, you know, think that if you're someone in your place where you're sharing a message and you feel that you love to empower women and help them, that everything about life is just easy, and that you know exactly what to say all the time, and you know exactly what to do. And, you know, it's just a perfect world. And so I'm just curious, and I know that there are a lot of other women that are out there too. Like, what gives you the patience? What gives you the ability to just keep on trusting? What is it that you do that?
Well, definitely keeping in the word and keeping as close to God as what I can. And you know, I like what you just said about, we always have the right things to say. If you could see the palms of my hands right now, you know, and we don't always have the right thing to say. And I've said some of this stuff a dozen times, and you still, you know, when we're doing something that's going to impact the kingdom, there's something about that. It's a good thing, but we want to handle it delicately and handle it, and we're entrusted with that. And so we always want to just go back to God and say, you know, I need your grace for this thing that I'm going to do. I need your grace for this teaching, or I need your grace to speak with this woman, or you know, send those to me that you want me to speak to, and send those to me that you want me to be able to impact their life. And so it's just really being sensitive to what God is putting into your life for you to do with that.
Well,
great. Does that answer that?
Yes.
Okay.
Grace. I love that grace, you know, because I think women of all people are the hardest on themselves. You know, they give their children, which, you know, we always get upset with ourselves because we feel like we're never patient enough with the people that are closest to us, the people that we love. But, you know, giving ourselves grace. And what do you find that helps you to be able to, you know, give yourself grace? And are there any certain scriptures that you read? Do you find that maybe spending more time around other like-minded women helps you? What helps you give yourself more grace?
Okay, that's huge, because I, for the longest time, and still am, I've not perfected it, but super critical of myself, and I would overthink everything. And so it's definitely been being around some strong, godly women who have, I've watched them go through some of the things or make some of the same mistakes, or I've talked with them and had conversations and just heard what they've done, whether it be at home with their kids or in a particular situation. And, you know, and God is so good that he will always give you that person who's just slightly ahead of where you're at, or they've walked through something you're getting ready to walk through, and you're able to hear their stories and glean from what they have learned, and then you're able to say, oh, okay, that worked for them. Let's try this. And that's where a lot of it has come from, just really learning from godly women who have been there, done that.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. Do you have a title for what you're going to be sharing at the conference? Or do you want to give us a sneak peek so that the ladies are just really anxious to be like, hey, I got to hear what she has to say?
Yeah, so the title is, it's a selfie portrait. And it's really just taking a look at how we view ourselves. We live in such an identity crisis world right now, our culture. And one of the biggest ways that we tend to forget who we are is when we start comparing ourselves with other women, and especially women who maybe they're more successful in a particular area of life than what we are. And when we start comparing ourselves and looking toward them instead of toward God, then we start to lose who we are and who we were created to be. And that really affects us. And so we're going to be looking at how we look at ourselves and how we see ourselves and the lens that we filter a lot of that information through.
That is wonderful, because I think that's really, really important. You know, I always hear the quote. I remind myself that comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the thief.
Yes. Eleanor Roosevelt.
We all want to have joy in our lives, and we all have a special light to shine, just like mm-hmm. you talked about earlier.
Yep.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be like someone else's. And so I think that's the hardest thing. And, you know, what you say about the selfie, it reminds me of social media and things like that. Sometimes that's very difficult, because that's where we get wrapped up and stuck, because we know that a lot of people just put the highlight reel on there. And
yes.
And unfortunately, that's not good for everyone. You know, some people are okay in handling that. But if you're a mom of a lot of children and you're working, you know, endlessly to bring as many women as you can to the kingdom and do everything you can for your kids and homeschool and everything else, there are days where I'm sure that that's definitely not something that you want to be looking at. You're just like, okay, God,
right.
It's like, God, take me away and, you know, show me what, remind me of what my light is and what I can do for other women.
Right. Absolutely.
So do you have any, are you doing any preparation for any new topics? Are you thinking about doing any writing or any other speaking that you would like to share with us so that we know what's up and coming with you?
Sure. I have a women's conference that we do in the town I live in South Bend, Indiana. So I'm preparing for that. It has the kind of a princess warrior theme this year. So that's going to be fun. Okay. So I kind of want to let the cat out of the bag, but I kind of don't. So I want to wear a fufu dress with lots of chiffon and a crown. And so last week I ordered some things, and I'm hoping that those will be in the next week or two. So I can just kind of see if that's going to work and be kind of that image that I want to do my teaching in. But yeah, so it's going to have that princess warrior theme, and I'm super excited about that. I think that the ladies will really just love just coming in and experiencing just the freedom that they're going to experience and just the fun atmosphere that we're going to have there. So we're working on that, and I'm excited about that.
That sounds absolutely fun, because you know what? We need to have fun as
yes.
well, and know that it's okay to dress up in our tiara and our, you know, shoes and things like that, that it's okay, because it's funny. You know, I always think about kids, and sometimes it would be better if we were more like kids in some respect, because then we wouldn't get so anxious and worry about things.
So that's so true.
Yeah. So yeah. I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm so excited to hear your message to share with other women. And make sure that you guys follow Serena as she is speaking other places. And I'm so sure you have so many other things that you're going to offer women as we continue on in your journey and we continue to follow you. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Good.